Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to check in on everybody in this division. That includes our arch rival, the Saints. And nobody better to talk to than our buddy Bobby Hebert. And he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline as camp gets underway. Bobby, this is a different team, man. No Drew Brees, no Emmanuel Sanders, no Trey Hendrickson, no Janoris Jenkins. There's a bunch of guys that have left this club, and now I'm looking at the Saints and I'm going, okay, how do they adjust? How are they adjusting heading into camp?
Oh, I don't know. When it rains, it pours. And then you got Michael Thomas. He's not going to be ready to roll. He'll probably miss for sure four, if not five games. Here's the NFL offensive, you know, player of the year. Just, you know, you look at that 2019 season. I think he's a little disgruntled. He waited to get surgery in June. He should have got that as soon as the season was over, January or February. So I still think he's kind of ticked off with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson with his butt in the locker room, and his feelings got hurt. But no, they had a lot of problems. David Onyemata, who's the best defensive lineman, he's now out suspended for the first six games. Like you said, they don't have Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit. We don't know when Lattimore is going to get suspended. You know, he's accused of the stolen gun of a felony. So he's never been in trouble before. So I would think that's at least two games. And, you know, the over and under in Vegas was 9.5. I said, I really think even without Drew Brees, they could be a 10-7 type team. I think now they'd win 10 games. Coach Payton might be coach of the year. This might be his greatest coaching job since him and Drew Brees came on board going back to 2006. So I'm looking at them. I think it dropped down to over and under to 9. I'm looking at, I don't know, I could see it. 8-9, 9-8, you know, type season. 7 would be totally unacceptable with the Houdat Nation. And but 8 wins, I don't think you're going to playoffs. 9, you probably still have a chance. So,
right.
You know, no one has won more games than the Saints the last four seasons. And now it's going from, like, basically the last couple of seasons, Super Bowl or bust. Now, man, we just hope we make the playoffs right now.
Well, Bobby's been on both sides of this. He's a legend with the Saints, and of course here with the Falcons. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, and Bobby knows that there's Atlanta Falcon fans right now just grinning ear to ear, hearing about all the travails of the New Orleans Saints. So we always knew that Drew Brees at some point was going to shuffle off. So it just sounds like it's a hard sample size for Jameis Winston to see how good he can be when you got Traquan Smith, Deontay. You guys signed Chris Hogan, Bobby. Man, you guys got issues.
No, they're desperate. Listen, they're desperate, and I don't know if it's going to be a fair assessment of Jameis Winston. You know what might happen? That they're going to have to start Jameis Winston at quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's all the competition between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. When you take Taysom out of the lineup, he's a weapon that we need, you know, that you need on the field without having, you know, Michael Thomas. So I think Jameis Winston will be the guy, and then they'll utilize Taysom Hill more and line him up in all different spots and give him more snaps. Just as a football player, probably cut back on the special teams, you know, play, considering that even though he can block punts and go down a kickoff coverage and be amongst the top tacklers. No, it's right now, it's like kind of, Mike, when I look at it, it's kind of like what was me right now as far as the Saints fan and just getting ready to start training camp. And, you know, you always want to get off a great start, and I don't know if I'm playing the Saints right now. You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm not letting Alvin Kamara beat us. Mm-hmm. I'm putting 8 in the box, and if you could double team a receiver, play him in and out, short and long, wherever Alvin Kamara is, He's in the SWAT, whatever. I'm double teaming him, kick off the season. If he's in the backfield, I'm putting eight in the box, and I'm not letting him run over us. Because that's the guy that can beat you. So it'd be a lot of pressure on these other receivers to get over, because I can see them having one-on-one coverage. But the one thing the Saints got still going for them is that I think arguably it's in the conversation they have the best offensive line. I know they're definitely the best duo tackles, and McCoy's solid at center. But I think their offensive line, that stability, that's why I don't see them going like 6-11 or even 7-10 type season.
Well, one guy that I have always respected, and he's still that dude, is Cam Jordan. He leads that defense. Let's talk about the defensive side of football. And it's been one of the better defenses here in the last few years, but what will it look like now? Jordan's back, but what concerns you about that Saints defense?
Everything. They don't have any depth. We didn't even start to it. They don't have any depth on the defensive line. David Onyemata out for the first six games. You know, Sheldon Rankins is now with the Jets. Malcolm Brown was a big part of them having a 1-2-3 defense. He's now with the Jaguars. So they're counting on Shy Tuttle. People, unless you know the SEC, people say, who in the hell is Shy Tuttle? You know, he's a free agent out of Tennessee. That's who they're counting on. So Cam Jordan's there. Trey Henderson took the big bucks. He's now with the Bengals. Marcus Davenport, the one that has to, you know what, to get off the pot. I mean, he has to compliment Cam Jordan on the opposite side. But all of a sudden, cornerback was like a strength when you had Jack Rabbit and Lattimore. Mm-hmm. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Now, he's a dog. That's what we want. We need more dogs around here. But Chauncey Gardner, no, he's one of those hybrid players that he would make every team in the NFL and start. And he knows how to pick a fight where, he'll get in the opponent's head, then they're swinging at him. And he said, what are you talking about? We're playing football. But now Marcus Williams, they franchise tag him at safety. They just don't have the depth, the defensive-wise. And just kind of snake bit. I mean, even you look at DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis is a stud, and a guy they were counting on was doing unbelievable. Came over from LSU, remember, Tampa Bay, the 49ers, Kwon Alexander.
Right.
Can run sideline to sideline. Then he blows out his Achilles. So now they're counting on, like, Zach Bond. They just drafted, Warner. But they don't know if those guys could play. No, I'm telling you, it's not like it's been the last four seasons. Everybody was like, Super Bowl or bust. Right now, I think they're just hoping to be a playoff team.
Wow. Man, Carl, sure sounds like we got to hit Pat O'Brien's and Tropical Isle. We got to get a hurricane and a hand grenade if you're a Saints fan right now. Wow. Bobby Hebert is with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Bobby, let's pivot over to LSU. What is the vibe over there on the bayou about Oklahoma and Texas now running into your neighborhood?
Hey, the rich get richer, and the Bayou boys are here. We're just glad we're part of it. And, the LSU Tigers could be one of those top dogs. And I look at it, whether you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, an LSU fan, I mean, come on. What you'd rather watch? You'd rather watch, like, Vanderbilt versus Georgia? Now, that'll come about. But, boy, what about those Georgia-Texas regular season games? Georgia-Oklahoma or LSU-Texas? I mean, I just think you have the haves and the have-nots. It's just the way it is. And so the only one that gets it is the Aggies. but they've been in the SEC, right. and they've had it made in Texas for the last 10 years. But, listen, it's a shame, and I laugh at it all the time. There's a lot of Texas people in Louisiana, Longhorns. They got so much damn money, and they ain't won anything. It's a shame that Texas hasn't had more success with all the resources they have. And Texas A&M has a lot of resources, but, I mean, I just think it's going to be more must-see TV. I think it's better for the fans, the quality of football that you see when you add Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC.
Bobby, can you real quick, what is Marcus Davenport's issue? Because I've been on this from the jump. I was shocked that you guys gave up what you gave up to get him. I know from a physical standpoint, he looks the part. But what is it about him that's not getting it done?
He gets hurt too damn much. He can play. I mean, the thing is with Marcus Davenport, it's like, let's say you have a high-performance car, like a Lamborghini, Ferrari or something. Mm-hmm. Boy, this thing, man, this is awesome. Well, you can see the ability of the car. You see that potential. I don't know, got a bad spark plug. He's out. No, he got to hang there. I mean, he has stuff to me that, you know, some players could play through. There's a difference between being hurt and injured. You know, like Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan plays 97% of the snaps. He's unbelievable. He never gets hurt. I don't know. Davenport just had bad luck, and he's not confident. He's not, you know, 100%. It's like he don't want to be out there. I know he's been snake bit, and what they gave up, no, they count on him big time. And it would have been worth all what they gave up if he'd have had the Trey Hendrickson type of year last year. Trey Hendrickson, the one that got it done. Now it's up to Davenport to step up. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Trey Hendrickson, there's only one player that had more sacks than him last year, if I can recall right, T.J. Watt with the Steelers. Trey Hendrickson, that's why he got that big payday. That's what they're hoping Davenport could do. And I think it's going to hurt the Saints where they're at right now, their run defense. Losing, they got over the Patriots, Malcolm Brown, and when Sheldon Rankins, you know, he was snake bit with injuries also. But and then David Onyemata, look, he didn't even know how to, he didn't even know where to line up, how to get in a stance. He's from Africa, he's in Canada. First time he even heard of American football to play, he's like 17 years old. So a lot of upside with him, but. And he's gotten in trouble a couple of times off the field, but he's a good guy. And I think eventually when he got in trouble, you know, last time somebody mailed him some weed. And I don't know if that was too smart for him to be involved in that, but it'll come a day where that won't even matter.
Right.
You know,
right,
it'd be like, you know, better to smoke pot and handle issues that you're dealing with than taking a bunch of opioids.
Right. You're hey, right. Bobby, real quick before we let you go, I want to get back to LSU for a sec. By the way, I think there's Falcon fans. Carl, we may have to play this interview three times this week to cheer
it's
up
great.
Some Falcon fans. Bobby's Hey Bears with us here, guys. What about Coach O and the quarterbacks? Who's going to win the starting quarterback job for LSU? How many games are they going to win? Because obviously, I mean, the upset of Florida was great, but it was a tough year for the Tigers last year.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. You got to get, I don't know, double-digit wins, but you got to win at least nine. Then, you know, the strength of the SEC, you can't even be near 500. You know, looking at the quarterback position, I just did an autograph session. There's a big, like, convention in Washington, D.C., and talking with Brad Johnson. You know, his son came in there, boy, a true freshman, did an outstanding job, Max Johnson at the end. So, you know, they're going to have an open competition. I can see by the middle of August, for sure, I'd say 10 days probably, yeah, before the first game against UCLA in the Rose Bowl, that they'll name a starter. I think Miles Brennan would have the edge, but he's got to really show, you know, coming back in August and camp to kick off the season that he did beat him out. And the one thing Coach O and I talked, and this is fair because all the players see the film, you just grade the players on every practice and every drill and who's winning those practices. Well, that's who wins the starting job. Now, you know, you want to have depth because if somebody gets hurt. But, Coach O's not showing any favoritism. No, Miles Brennan actually dates my niece.
Oh.
Going out for a couple of years now. My youngest brother, Billy, you know, who played at Nicholls State, played for the Calgary Stampeders with his second daughter. And Miles, they're pretty tight. They've been going out for a couple of years. But they say, oh, well, what does Coach O say about Miles? He says, well, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's kind of like family dealing with me. You got to win the job. Hey, it's what you do on the field, and that's going to be a big key. I think Coach O knows that they got to, you know, win in the trenches and get better on the offensive and defensive line. I think he's out to us. We got the defensive line. Offense, they're all right if no one gets hurt, but they don't have much depth there. And LSU is always going to have skill players. I think they might have the best duo corners in all college football.
Agree.
When you look at what those cats could do. So, no, they're expecting big things around here. I'd say the fans maybe are more optimistic right now with LSU than with even the Saints, even though it was just because, you know, the Saints went snake bit. Who they lost in free agency, who they gained, who's hurt, who's suspended. And Drew Brees is out there, the Messiah. So, they're a little concerned with that. But I think LSU has to win at least nine games or Coach O can be in the hot seat.
Bobby, it's great to talk with you, man. We appreciate your time, your honesty as always. We look forward to the season, and I know you do too. We'll talk soon, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's so damn hot right now in Louisiana. I'm like, I gotta go and practice like the heat index. I'm like standing around and I'm losing 7 pounds. I'm like, that's not even doing anything.
All right. Take care, Bobby. He's the best.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.